Hi, welcome to The Bridge Podcasts. We hope you enjoy the following message. For more information on all that's happening at The Bridge Church, please visit www.bridge-church.com.
As my wife said, we've been sharing on hope, love through December. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." So number one, to love, when you have the love of God, and Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been shared and poured into our heart by the Holy Ghost. When you have the love of God, it enables you to have hope. You can have hope in a hopeless situation because you know the God of all love loves you so much, he'll take care of you and bring you through that situation. You can love the unlovable because you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. So, and when you see someone messing up, you love them. Why? Because you've got hope for their future. And you've got hope for your future. Because you know that love conquers all. So no matter what situation or circumstance you're in, you know, hey, we're going to get through this because love conquers all. So we have that hope. And because we have that hope, and I was thinking about Hebrews 11:1, I think it'll be up here and behind me. It says, "Now, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen." It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. That as you read that, you probably think that faith is the main subject of that verse. Well, you see, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. So really, the main character of that verse is hope. Because my wife said it earlier, hope is a rope. Because if you don't have something, a dream, an aspiration for the future, a vision for the future, then you've got nothing to hang your faith onto. So if you can't see your future, then you can't have faith for the future. You know, in Hebrews 11, it goes on after that, and it gives you a whole dissertation on hope and faith. But there's people that hoped for the promise of God that never seen it, but they never stopped hoping. You see, we and my wife said earlier, God is the God of all hope. And we want that hope in our lives because without hope, we are hopeless. And we need to be hope-filled, hopeful, and never let our hope be stolen from our lives. Zechariah says this in Zechariah 9, verse 11. And that's going to be up there right now, and it says this in the NLT, "Because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with the blood." We've just partook in the covenant meal right now. We partook in the covenant when we broke bread and drank the wine. Amen. That's for those of you that wondering, it's not wine, it's fruit juice. But it's symbolic of that. And as we drank that, we remember the covenant. Now, the covenant's the most important thing that we have as Christians. And God says, "Because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with the blood." And God made a covenant with us in the old, and there's quite a few covenants, but a covenant is unbreakable. When God makes it, that it can't be broken. In Hebrews 6, the Bible actually says that by these two immutable things, that it's impossible for God to lie and it's impossible for God to break his covenant. So when he says that because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with the blood, it's the strongest thing that he could seal the covenant with. And he says in Psalm 138 that he even puts his name above everything else. And he says, I will free your prisoners from death in a waterless dungeon. That's the kind of place they put. My wife and I were in Ghana, and we went to Elmina. Elmina was the place where all the African slaves that were traded through the prisons in Elmina. And we went there. This is obviously hundreds of years after they were last used. But you could still smell the urine in the ground and in the walls and that and everything, because it was a waterless pit. There was no water, and the only water that was in there was urine. You know what I'm saying? It's a horrible place to be. And many of us could be in a horrible place. And God's saying, I'll free your prisoners from death in a waterless dungeon. Even the most despicable thing, I mean, even as I was describing that, you were going, yeah. But it's like, even the most despicable thing you can think of, God will free you from that. He says, come back to the place of safety. So God's given us a choice. He says, come back to the place of safety. How many of you have heard the adage that there's safety in numbers? That's why when you come to church and everybody comes to church, there's safety in numbers, because you're amongst people that are all talking the same thing, say, and hoping for something different, hoping for change. So you're getting built up in your faith, and you're around people that all want to be free, that all have been set free, that received Jesus, that received the covenant, that have been made free. And he says, come back to the place of safety, all you prisoners who still have hope. So we have to have hope. There was a story of a guy called Shackleton, and he was in a Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. And eventually, when the Americans liberated this prisoner of war camp, and he'd been there for years, and he'd survived the heinous treatment that he got there. And when they got him out, and they said, what happened? How did you manage to survive when everyone else was dying? He says, well, everyone else was saying, well, you know, it's coming up to my birthday. Surely they're going to let me go on my birthday. It's coming up to Easter. Surely no one will keep us in prison through Easter. Oh no, it's coming up to Christmas. Surely they'll let us go at Christmas. And they had their hope in their birthday, their hope in Easter, their hope in Christmas. And because the Bible says this in Hebrews 13, 12, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And because they didn't get released on the days they were hoping for, they got sick and died. But it says, when you have hope, when that hope comes, it's a tree of life. So he said, well, I didn't think like them. He thought that one day I'm going to be released from this place. So he had hope in the future. Not hope for a present tense thing where something might happen. He hoped in the future. And we must have hope for the future. You see, God calls us prisoners of hope. You prisoners who still have hope. We've got to have hope if we lose our hope. And that's what this year's going to be about. We're going to be talking about hope and building your hope so that you build your faith, so that the things that you hope for will come to pass in your life. And he goes on and says, I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles. So if you've had troubles, there's two blessings coming for each of your troubles. If you have hope, you can hope in what? In the word which is unchanging. Hebrews 6. By these two immutable things, which is impossible for God to lie. So if he's put it in his word, then it shall surely happen in your life. If you have hope in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just read another thing to you here from from Philippians 1:19-20 in the Amplified Bible, and I'm still doing great for time. We're trying to finish for 12, so you know what a watch means to a pastor or a preacher? Nothing. So it says this in verse 19, for I know, for I know. Is that the Amplified? For I know with confidence that I will this will turn out. I know with confidence. You see, when you're filled with the Word, you have confidence. How does your faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if we hear, faith comes. If we are hungry for the Word, our faith feeds that hunger, and we have confidence. So it says, I'll read it from there because my thing's going off. For I'm well assured and indeed that through your prayers and bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, this will turn out for my preservation, for the spiritual health and welfare of my own soul, and avail towards the saving work of the gospel. This is in keeping, okay? This is in keeping with my own eager desire and persistent expectation. With hope, you have persistent expectation. And faith is that eager desire. I just know that God will heal me. I just know that God will meet my need because He said that. I just know that the love of God will touch these unlovable people. I just know I have an eager desire to see this nation change. I have an eager desire to see my family come together. I have an eager desire to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I have an eager desire to see what it says in John 11:40. If I only believe, it says, I will see the goodness of God. We'll see the manifest glory of God when we have an eager desire and persistent expectation and hope that I shall not be disgrace myself nor be put to shame in anything. So God says, whatever you're hoping for, whatever you're believing for, whatever you have an eager desire for, whatever your expectations on, and you stand on that, you're not going to be put to shame. You're not going to be standing in the debt court. You're not going to be worrying about red letters coming through the door or debt collectors coming to the door. You're not going to be worried about those things because you'll never be ashamed. That's what the Word says. In anything but that, but that with the utmost freedom of speech and unfailing courage, now as always heretofore, Christ the Messiah will be magnified and get glory and praise in this body of mine and be boldly exalted in my person, whether through by life or through by death. Amen. That's exciting that we have that before us. And just finishing with this, in Hebrews 6:19 in the New King James, it says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hope's an anchor for your soul. Your soul is your mind. Your soul, the soulish realm, your mind, will, and emotions. So hope's an anchor for your soul so that you'll have peace in your mind, peace in your body, peace in every situation, because you know no matter what happens, we're going to the other side. No matter what happens, if God said it, that's the truth, I believe it, I'm standing on it, and it's going to happen. Something good is going to happen today. Something good is going to happen this year. Something that I've hoped for, that hope could be years old, but it doesn't matter how old the hope is. God sent us here 30 years ago. We're still hoping for everything that He told us. Amen? And that too will come to pass. That shall come to pass. It's not going to be stopped by any situation. It's going to come to pass. And that's the confidence, you see, that we'll not be ashamed. One day when we stand before God, I'll not stand before God ashamed because I've done what he told me to do. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our website, www.bridge-church.com, and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter.